The regional news with me, Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. In our headlines, commercial motorbike riders in Sangmalima in the Jandoba division of the South Region are overwhelmed with joy following the presentation of a new secure digital identification platform for motorcycles. According to the initiator of the project, the identification system, Sikos Motors, will help protect motorcycles and their owners and also ease the tracking of a bike if stolen. Grooming children in the domain of farming is now the order of the day in the locality of Mogodum in the Far North region during this holiday period. In the meantime, users of public toilets in the Northwest region have a story to tell following the stench and poor management of these facilities that makes the environment disgusting. Those were our lead stories. Stay tuned for the regional news in greater detail in a moment. Some parents in rural communities in the Far North region are taking advantage of the holiday period to groom their offspring in farming, which is considered the backbone of their livelihoods. In the locality of Mogodum, for instance, plowing and tilling is done by young holidaymakers accompanied by their parents every morning as they go out into the field to cultivate millet, cotton and onions. Sylvester Temken of Seltery Far North visited the locality for first-hand appraisal and put together the following report.
The main economic activity in Mogodum village in the Amari division and the Hamanjoda family wants to inculcate this on their offspring during this holiday period. Alongside their parents, the children work on a piece of land reserved for onion farming.
We work during this period to prepare for back to school and also to look for food to eat and also to learn sustainable farming practices. We also need money.
To the family head, it is also another way to make the children participate in generating family income.
I personally engage them on farm work to get some skills because education is vital, but farming is also rewarding and enriching. The soil never disappoints.
Meanwhile, the Amadu brothers have momentarily taken over the plowing of their parents' farm using a donkey as a holiday activity.
I'm engaged in farm work to help my parents during these holidays.
Within the rural community, some young holidaymakers participate in harvesting wood from dead trees for sale.
Every evening, I go to fetch firewood in the farm to sell the following day so as to get money to buy my school needs. This is to help my parents who are already very old and tired.
To most families, it is a matter of making the youngsters come back to their roots and spend useful holidays. Marwa, Sylvester Temkin, CRTV.
From the Far North region to Next Door Center region, where cassava flies rapidly gaining recognition in culinary world, especially in the domain of pastry making in the center region. Following the Ukraine-Russian war that has made wheat fly expensive and scarce, owners of bakeries in the center region have adopted this crop as a substitute for wheat flour in the making of bread, biscuits and other food items. Lekiate Jetrida Songazi completes that story.
In response to the import substitution policy prescribed by the head of state, owners of some bakeries have replaced wheat flour with cassava flour in making of pastries in the center region. On account of its neutral flavor and fine powdery texture that closely resembles wheat flour, there is no difference between cookies made from wheat flour and those made from cassava flour. Therefore, many in the central region who have consumed cassava flour-related products have expressed some satisfaction.
I love to consume some of the homemade produce like bread, soap, cooking oil, and just to name a few. Some of these products, when you get them, you don't see the difference in them.
I like to consume oil, the local products.
Aside from its good taste and flavor, people consume pastries made from cassava flour in order to promote Cameroon-made products. Daisy is a student on internship at Microfinance.
La farine à base de manioc.
La Keva flour made from cassava was solicited by consumers as one of the best products made in Cameroon 2024.
Cassava flour is indeed a rising star in the world of pastry making in the central region. Its ability to closely mimic the wheat flour makes it an excellent choice for baking and promoting made in Cameroon products from this part of the country. Lekiate Getroda Songazi, Regional News Center.
From the center to the south region, and as you heard in one of our lead stories, a new secure digital identification platform for motorcycles has been presented to over 2,000 commercial bike riders in Sangmalima, Jan Lobo Division of the South Region. Developed by a Cameroonian startup enterprise, the identification system Cisco Motors, according to the initiators, will better protect motorcycles and their owners and also ease the tracking of the bike if stolen. The official presentation unfolded at the Sangmalima Council Hall in the presence of Jan Lobo SDU, as you tell us, Clarence Azee.
Cisco's Motors is a digital platform whose advantages would likely bring change in the commercial bikers sector, often marred by insecurity. Armand Happy is a computer programmer at Peersoft.
Someone will register in our system. Whenever he misplaces his machine, he can be easily identified. The council can know who you are, where you are living, the number of your bike, and every information concerning you.
The added value of the system is a quick response code for easy control of motorcycles and visual driver and owner monitoring. Joseph Bruno Everzo, President, Sangmalima Commercial Bikers Union.
With this new technology, it's easy to track defaulters. We feel protected and happy.
The Ja and Lobo Division is the testing ground for the system developed by Peersoft. The initiative was welcomed by the Mayor of Sangmalima, Jean Faustin Bekono, and Ja and Lobo SZO, Damien Owono.
This
will reduce cases of banditry, theft, and assaults.
The cas de vol, the cas d'agression.
Developers of the highly rated app hope to reach out to all towns in Cameroon so as to help boot out insecurity and violence in the motorcycle sector. Clarence Azzi reporting for CRTV News in Sangmalima.
And from the south to the southwest region, let's now talk education with Bridget Ndep Assam B1 Online, highlighting that basic education remains the fundamental human right where the government is obliged to provide to its population. This was in an exclusive interview with an expert in education foundation, Dr. Kenneth Fochangu.
Slightly above 1 month to the start of school for a new academic year, 2024-2025, many children and their parents begin knocking the doors of different educational establishments in the southwest region, more especially at the basic education level. Though there is an age limit clearly defined by the government for both the nursery and primary, some go against this on grounds that basic education is a fundamental right where the state have the responsibility of providing it to the citizens. In our context, Dr. Kenneth Ngu Foncha, an expert in education foundations, holds that the primary school curriculum in Cameroon is overloaded.
It's a very ambitious curriculum. The children suffer from cognitive overload, and there's nothing these children actually come out with at the basic level.
Again, experts in education foundations opine that 80% of children who leave primary school are unable to read and write. That is, the curriculum focuses more on schooling and not learning. Once more, Dr. Kenneth Ngu Foncha.
If you get to the sector-wide approach report on Cameroon education, they are saying that half of the young Cameroonians don't have the education that will permit them read and write when they become adults. So there's something fundamental has gone wrong with our educational system, especially at basic level. We need to adopt best and leading practices. Most of these children, basic level in Cameroon, go to school unprepared to learn by virtue of the curriculum.
Given that the rightful age for a child to enroll in primary one is 6 years, it is high times all get on board to ensure children don't miss the track as they begin pursuing an academic career. Bridget Ndiep Assam, B1, for the regional news in Buya.
We remain in education this time around to talk about hygiene and sanitation. In Bamenda, the experience of using public toilets is often described as awful by many residents. Despite the limited number of facilities appearing clean, users frequently report issues with strong odor, poor maintenance, and lack of proper hygiene supplies, making the experience highly unpleasant. Many explain that the stench and poor management make the environment disgusting. Jolenta Rosa Fanu reports from Bamenda.
30-year-old Mirabel, an inhabitant of Bamenda, explains that using a public toilet is a necessity, but it comes with a heavy price. She recalls her experience at the Bamenda food market years ago with the facility, whose floor, she details, was constantly wet.
It was looking clean, but it was stinky. It was unkept because some people in the market, they will come and use those toilets and they'll leave it without keeping it neat for the next user. And it was really bad. Ever since then, I have not used a public toilet again here in town.
Mirabel's experience, echoed by many in Bamenda, has pushed some residents to seek out alternative options when nature calls.
Nowadays, when I visit the markets, I don't go to the public toilets anymore. Most often, the back areas of the market, most people go and do their issues there. And I would prefer to go there to also do my issue there because there's running water, that there's a stream that goes down. It will take it off and at least.
I was forced to sneak to one drinking spot around the market and I pleaded with the person to use the toilet. After that, I was relieved. In another instance, I had to go to the petrol station and I pleaded with them to give me access.
For others, the only means to escape the ordeal is to plan ahead.
I try my best not to drink too much water, not to eat anyhow when I know I have to go out, and try as much as possible to train my system in such a way that when I'm out of the house, anything that has to do with using a public toilet or using the toilet does not feature.
For women in Bamenda, menstruation can add a layer of humiliation and discomfort to the already unsanitary public toilets in the city as they manage their monthly flow in cramped, smelly cubicles. These women are left vulnerable and exposed.
Jolenta Rose Ofanui for the Regional News in Bamenda.
You're listening to the Regional News over the airwaves of CRTV National Station. We now move over to CRTV Far North, where the rainy season in Marwa has unveiled a harsh reality for both vendors and customers in the abattoir market, as it has been turned into a treacherous landscape. Muddy paths, stagnant waters welcome visitors at the entrance and spread to every corner of the market. Vendors without protective shades are forced to devise makeshift solutions to shield their goods from the relentless downpour. Faith Nguang, in the following report, gives us a picture of what the market looks like at the moment.
As the rains continue to push high in the Far North region, the abattoir market in Marwa transforms into a difficult terrain. Muddy paths and stagnant waters have taken over the entrance and every corner of the market, making movement a daunting task. Vendors without sheds can better tell the story. Mama Manyi is an old business hand in the abattoir market.
We cannot cope because we don't have shed here in Marwa. We manage behind other people's house and we put only we abash to support ourselves.
The rains don't only make it hard for vendors to keep their goods dry, but it also deters customers from venturing into the market. Even young Buba experiences the impact in his low sales of tomatoes.
When it rains, we can't sell. All the gutters are inundated and people can't pass to come and buy our goods. That's why our stuff get bad.
Ba says their complaints over the years so far have yielded no fruit.
It has been dirty like this for years. What will it change? We pay money to the council, yet nothing is done.
With no immediate solution in sight, the vendors and customers of the abattoir market in Marwa are left to cope with these difficult conditions. The rainy season has turned what should be a thriving market into a muddy mess, highlighting the need for better infrastructure and drainage systems to support the local economy. Marwa, Faith Ngwang, CRTV.
The population of the littoral region is experiencing a similar situation. This weather condition makes it difficult for inhabitants to keep their clothes clean and dry. That notwithstanding, many are developing strategies to cope with the prevailing situation, as our reporter Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz tells us in the following report.
Heavy downpours and persistent drizzling in Douala have turned even the simplest tasks, such as doing laundry, into a logistical challenge. For Bibi Shine, a local resident, the rainy season is more than just an inconvenience. It's a constant battle to keep her clothes dry.
I wash dresses, it makes 3 or 4 days and it's not dry. It starts smelling.
In response to the relentless rain, every available surface in Douala has become a drying rack. Residents are making the most of the limited dry space they can find to adapt their homes in order to accommodate their laundry needs.
Most of the times when you have a space in your veranda, that's where you can dry it. At times when there are too much, you can take some of them in the drying line even in your rooms.
The people of Douala are confronting the rainy season with the same resilience that characterizes their city. Through ingenuity and perseverance, they continue to overcome the challenges posed by the weather. Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz for the regional news.
And that report from the littoral region brings us to the end of the regional news. Before we part ways, a recap of our major stories. Commercial motorbike riders in Sangmalema in the Jan Loba division of the South region are overwhelmed with joy following the presentation of a new secure digital identification platform for motorcycles. According to the initiators of the project, the identification system, dubbed Seekers Motors, will help protect motorcycles and their owners and also ease the tracking of the bike if stolen. Grooming children in the domain of farming is now the order of the day in the locality of Mogodum in the Far North region during this holiday period. In the meantime, users of public toilets in the Northwest region have a story to tell following the stench and poor management of the facilities that makes the environment disgusting. The regional news was produced by Aponze Ate, and for presentation, I'm Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo.